So, like, there's a lot that we I would love to catch up on with you guys, but I think this one's not going to be about that today. This one's going to be a little different. I mean, I did my last solo one. The last solo one was about, what do you call it? What you guys would call certain things. But today it's a little different. I mean, it's definitely gonna be a touching one. But I think, honestly, maybe we should talk about relationships and religion. But I have to start here. Many things that are set in the world, you know, are set. Some are set the way are set. Some are twisted ever so slightly to make it something that it's not. Now, for an example, we hear certain terms in life that jog something in your head. Should jog something like, I remember back in the day, you could say, this is a basic model car. Everyone looks at it like, yeah, you know, it's the ES model. It's got no, like, additional boosted stuff added to it. Now you talk about anything basic and it's a complete and utter insult. And just by saying something's basic doesn't always have to refer to an insult. It could simply mean it's the low model, you know? It's the lowest model version. Pretty much is kind of what basic means anyway, but you know, separating the terms, that's what I'm about, you know? So religion is one of them. I haven't even looked at the definition for religion, but personal opinion, religion is just something that allows people to believe in something higher than themselves. That may or may not have a name on it. That has one messenger, or multiple messengers, but each one runs their own sanctuary. That sanctuary is supposed to be a place where you can be able to go and get the best of the best when it comes to getting in contact or giving a prayer out to that higher thing. That's many of religions in a nutshell. Atheists, they don't believe in a religion. But they believe not to believe. Having beliefs is having beliefs, I give you that. But I'm not quite understanding the full concept behind it. Because if I believe that there's nothing above us, and that's it, that's not enough. There's got to be something more to it. Everyone has their beliefs. I believe that after passing away, we get reincarnated. So yeah, that's just a religion that you believe in. It's just, instead of that higher being being a higher being that sits there and waits for your specific requests, it knows as soon as you pass, it's going to just put you back right where you was. It sounds like a person up there just doesn't give you a lot of options. You know, but hey, to each its own. Me, I believe that there's something, or some things. You can call them aliens if you want to. You can call them spirits if you'd like. Angels, demons. You could even call it Mother Nature, Earth. That's bigger than us. That thing's always rotating faster than we can move. Always something that's helping us keep the balance, you know, the do wrongs and do rights, you know, all that there is just added to the concept of the belief system. You know? I believe that everyone has a bigger purpose here versus what they're witnessing. But they refuse to bring in anything more than what they physically can see and physically can hold. They say, what is it? They say we use some low percent amount of our brain. Well, that's honestly the case. There's a bunch of it that's going to waste. And if the bunch of it's going to waste anyway, how can you be mad at those who are doing things that kill their brain cells? Or is there fear that they might pick at that little percentage of things that they actually have? Well, I just feel like the brain's smart enough to make its own space. So, that means there's a whole untapped potential in our mental that we have not overcame. Based off of the Richter scales of what our modern day technology can tell us. But yet, the brain is willing to do, can do way, way more. I've seen people get told that they're not able to walk again. Begin to walk. You know? Think about that. I've seen people, I'm a witness myself. Got into a complete car accident where my head cracked the windshield. Completely cracked the windshield. The only thing to hit the windshield was my head. And my entire body broke the steering column. I slept like a baby that night. And the x-rays told me that there was not one damaged bus thing within my being. I can't call that physical strength. Can't say, muscles. Some skinny guy that don't have a lot of muscle. And it only takes 15 pounds at a joint to be able to break it. I totaled an entire car and walked out clean. There's something. That's there, that's watching over us. It's guiding us. But it's guiding us in a way where we don't need X-rays. It's in it. Think about it. If there's something guiding us, and us being the humans are connected, there's things able to watch over many at once, or he or she, or whatever it is, the spirit is able to watch over many at once. Or maybe we are individually connected and have our own personal individuals looking after us individually. love the outdoors. And that just means each and every one of us has our own individual God or our own individual higher wisdom, higher being that is simply keeping track of us, seeing what's going on, seeing how our life's moves, and making sure we're okay. Me, I personally believe that that higher being isn't just a higher being. Because I think no one can care about you more than you. I think that higher being is you. There's different universes. I believe that there's multiple universes. And it's not in the sense of like, oh, open up this door and we're over here. Ha ha ha, look at a different universe. No. I think it's all ever changing. But it's still the same. Like a skateboarder on a ground and a rail. He leans left, leans right, still on the same rail. So you may dip out of a parallel universe, but it just might be like 2 centimeters to the left, which still doesn't mess things up because your next move puts you back on the center line, keeps you in the same universe, you're not falling off. Let's not call it universe, let's call it living space. Now, you have the living space you're in now. Think about that. With that living space. Every night, for most, they hit a point where they turn that living space off. Now the only thing that's actually working is the brain. So doctors and scientists say when you do fall asleep, you tend to retain things better. So your brain isn't sleeping when you're asleep, your body's asleep. That's when you begin to dream. That could be your creative mind, or that could just be your mind. Take it for how it is. But that right there, that moment that you're sleeping, that moment that you're dreaming, whether you remember it or not, do you think your body is still there? No. Your brain, not your body, your mind is still there? No. Is your body still there? Hell yeah. That's why when people pass in their sleep, it's not like that. A heart attack can change their body. The body stays completely the same. You can't tell the difference besides this presence, this feeling, this intuition. It's like, they're not there, but they're there. And that's when it starts to creep on you. And now they won't wake. No matter how long you shake them for. No matter how long you stare, they won't wake. Because, not that they've gone. Per se, it's more that they came to an understanding that living the life we live now, we are only slightly moving the parallel, moving the parallel, the living space by 2 meters to the left, 2 inches, for whatever, small amount. When they pass, they see that they can actually completely turn left. If they wanted to. And they can see something in the world where you and I can't see. Not yet, at least. You ever wonder why in the movies the children are always like the people to be like seeing these creepy things in all the crazy movies? It's because children still have a young connection. When it comes to it, if you want to call it, you come back as something else. Thoroughly blanking on the term, but it's when you pass, you come back as something else. You could say that when Grandma in Florida takes that left, she then takes another left and becomes someone else in a parallel universe, in a parallel living space. You know? We just can't see that. And the reason we can't see that is like the same reason we wasn't able to make it to the moon until we got science and rockets, engine powered. We just don't have that engine, you know, that motor to help us fly. What are we missing? What is that motor? That motor is the remaining percentage of your brain that is untapped. Now you can do this together and become the twin fire that burns more than a single flame. Or you can do this by yourself. And start by working those sticks and rocks together. Either way, we are bigger than what we are. We're here to level up. We've been leveling up for so long. The world's leveled up from looking at the color of someone's skin to that just being his own. Because when we're able to use 100% of our brains, there is no color. Then we've leveled up and it became about the sexuality. Who's sleeping with who, whose gender as well. We're past that as well. We're already in the means of that. Some people might explain it as, that was the 3-dimensional plane, now we're into the 4-dimensional plane. we're now going into the fifth dimensional space. I say we're just being more connected. I say that we were working extremely hard to make Mother Earth a better place for reasons unknown. No. Because that would be the easy answer. Try and make Mother Earth a better place. Mother Earth is like your mother. There's a time where she gave birth to you, and a time where she herself witnesses her going or you going. But where are you going? Back to where you originally started. There's no heaven in hell. You go to the original living space in which you don't remember. That's the reason why you can't remember when you were younger as much. You remember things that you tried to remember, but you don't remember everything. So when it comes down to it, you just go back to that place, that living space that was there before all of this. You were sent here, either voluntarily, or you were sent here, mandatory. You could be the reason the rest of the world looks up, or you could be the reason you're here is for you to get a better understanding of you. Have you ever experienced someone in the world? Have you ever experienced someone in the world where it seems like they're just more than what they realize? Not in the sense of a positive, but a negative. You ever experienced someone who is, let's say, sexist? Didn't want to admit it, or didn't admit it to themselves? A racist? Didn't want to admit it to themselves. These people don't look for them as bad guys, because they're not. They're the group of mandatories. They're the group of people who are here because they need to be changed. Because our plane, from where originally our living space, from where we're from, has standards. Higher standards than what we can recognize on this physical level. And our plane, our living space, where we truly were supposed to be, where we're truly going to be. We left there to help people. Help those who can't seem to change themselves and adapt on their own. Well, they were sent here to be changed. Because they're tarnishing the plans where we originally came from, the living spaces which we refused to reside in. The thing is, some of us realize it, some of us don't. There isn't a heaven and hell. When you go to sleep at night and you have these dreams, what you're really experiencing is your soul missing home. That's really it. It's your soul. It doesn't create these things out of nowhere. Big flashes, boom, bang. It's you from a different living space reaching out to you to try and help you remember where you're from. Know who you truly are, what you're capable of, what you're actually here for, versus what you thought you were here for. How do you do this? You've been doing it all your life and you don't even realize it. Everybody's got a vibration. You know? You ever get those? You ever sit in a place where it's hot and then you go, ooh, it's cold? Well, some of y'all have need medical attention in your physical body, but others, it literally just comes like a shiver. That's telling you to straighten up and look around because something might not be right. Or it's a simple reminder from that you saying, hey, in case you might have forgotten, I'm here. Damn, I didn't even get to talk relationships. It is what it is. Marinate on that, guys. Marinate. Live life and be blessed. See you.
Welcome back. It's another episode, you know, of Older. We out here. I'm a little upset, if I could call it that, you know, if that means what I say. And I say what it means, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yo, we here with the one, and probably the only one. I don't know if there's others, but if there are, we have to have conversations, because there should only be one, you know, like, no, Obi-Wan, there should only be one. Not the ball. I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Anyways, yeah, so we here with the one, only. Yeah, him. That's what we're talking about. It's Donnay. What's up? Yeah. So for those of y'all who don't know, it's just pretty much everyone at this point in life. Donnay is a very good friend of mine. He's like, how could I call it? Don't tell me, Donnie. He's quite a charming character, if I can say it that way. How about that one? There it is. Yo, I'm telling you. So, like I was saying, we're here with my guy, the man of the hour, Donnie. But he's a little shy about things. So, like, I'm just here, just hanging out, and I'm just watching what he does, and he just makes some funny motions. Like, earlier today, like, I swear to goodness, this man, I'm sorry, I apologize. Nowadays, you got to make sure you address people appropriately. You got to address the world appropriately. Things got to be addressed in certain manners. You can't just come out here just going and saying, this guy. I did it earlier today, and I really appreciated. Side note, we're going to come back to you, Donnie. Hold on a second. Yo, so, guys, you would not believe what I ran into. Okay, so personally, on my opinion, because, hi, it's been a long time. Hello, I haven't heard from y'all in a minute. Don't mean to just jump into things like that. Can't start that way, but I'm going to partially start that way, you know. Hit you with the craziness first, and, you know. Anyways, how y'all been, yo? You know, I just been, like, doing a bunch of other things. Side note to that side note. We'll get back to you, Donnie, and the other thing. You know, I just been out doing a bunch of other things. Like, guys, I just been trying to make my moves, make my grind. I got a logo now. I mean, the owner logo is dope, but I'm gonna add, you gotta add your, like, your little, your doctor's handwritten note, you know, to get out of class. You know, you gotta add that final touch to make that muy bonito, you know, that little thing right there. I'm telling you, that thing there. Yeah, I got that. So I'm trying to, like, organize things in the back end, and I just haven't had the time. I have not had the time to come by and say, what's that? I had to, you know, so here I am, back with Donnie. Again, hold your thought. Don't say nothing, please. And then, the other thing that I was talking about was that how I missed y'all. But that wasn't the other thing. But, like, I missed y'all, honestly. Like, I feel like everyone out here listening and expecting to hear something that will just, like, enlighten their day, no matter what they're doing, even if it's just, like, the bit of nonsense or the bit of intelligence that you get from the conversations that I just astound the world with. I apologize, that's just coming off the top. I don't have anything, like, written or pre-planned. I've thought about it, you know. At one point in time, I was gonna do I remember this, and I'll never forget this, because this is where it started. This is when Donald Trump sent the first mass text to the world, and I was gonna send it. I'm like, oh yeah, when I get back to them, I gotta tell them about the freaking the Donald Trump text I got, and at the timing it was, and how crazy it was. But I gotta, yeah, I gotta. That was like interesting how it just appeared out of nowhere. It was just funny because I use this thing at work. Wow. Side note to the other side note. We gotta get back to this, guys. I will get back to these things. But yeah, I was at work, and I'll save that story for a different day. Let's just talk about how you guys have been, like, a fucking, excuse my French, I apologize. Excuse my French, pardon the stench, but I spoke that glimpse till my eyes clenched. And I apologize for that. Partially. So, missed y'all. Back here. I've been thinking about y'all. Don't think I forgot about y'all. I'm here. I know it has been literally, like, an entire fucking year, you know. So I'm here though, guys, and I would love for you guys to try and get in contact with me. I feel like I am just like, I feel like when I, at moments like this, I feel like the clouds have just like formed, and Mufasa from the Lion King is looking down like, you deliberately disobeyed me, and at worst you put Nala in danger, and I don't have a Nala. So, I got Donnie, I guess. There's that. But you're not Manala. Sorry, you're not Manala. Doesn't work like that. Keep it to yourself. I don't care about your thoughts at this moment right now. All right. So, you know, at the moment, I'm just kind of like, all right, hey, so this is what I got to deal with. This, you know, that's just how it goes. And I miss y'all. I got a bunch of that's been I've been working on. But yeah, we was gonna talk about Donnie. Then I interrupted talking about Donnie to speak about, I wish I had written that somewhere. This, I guess, this is why people write things down. I literally was talking about how I don't write things down. I just freestyle it out. See, Donnie, it's because of you. It's because of you, man. I literally have been trying to figure this out. And the last 45 seconds that I've been discussing things, and that's why I jumbled up on my last sentence, because I was just simply like, dang, another moment where the clouds come by and you just see you deliberately disobeyed me. And at worst, you put Nala in danger. And at the same time, you're just like, who the fuck is Nala? Like, but before we get to Donnie, because I've been talking, this, me and him has been talking in the background about how he was going to do this, and he just literally has just been so shy about the situation. I wanted to discuss a few other things with you guys that I've written somewhere, but didn't really write somewhere, so I guess it's not really written, but it's written somewhere, if I can say it like that. Yeah, I guess that's it. I don't even remember what I was literally just about to speak to you guys about, besides the fact that, no, I literally, it was, yo, okay, so this is what, okay, moments like this, you can say off of one thing. It's like that, you get me with the meme of Stephen A. Smith, stay off the weed. Like, you can hit me with one of those, but I could also blame it on genetics. If I wanted to, but I could also just say they're called mini yips. If you know what the yips are, it's when like people like are really good at something and something happens and they're just not good at it anymore, and no one understands why. It's like a mental block, and I call them mini yips. So because you're like on a flow, and your mind is just chugging like a train, choo, choo, choo. You're like, I remember this. I'm gonna come back to that in the conversation. That's a damn fact. Didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it happened to be on time. Damn it, I did it again, and this shit will never end. It just keeps going, and it does not stop. And it just goes over a hill. Sometimes the hill would just change midway, and as you're going up, you might just go down and then go up. But that second up might be just one that's going up and not going to stop. It just shows that it's just inconsistent. So it's kind of tough when you hit these like mini yips, if I call it that, you know. If it is a dope thing and everyone falls through it, patent and trademarked. Y'all heard it here first on Oda. Y'all know what it is. If y'all don't know what Oda stands for, let me explain to you what Oda stands for. Oda stands for something that can be crazy, that just came completely out of the blue, that may or may not benefit the world. But guess what? If I'm near you, we'll talk about it. That's what it's about. You know, I want to meet people, and I'm not going to make this a selfish thing. I'm going to say my people is going to want to meet people. So if you're interested in hearing what I'm saying, and you get the vibes, you feel me? We can link up. You'll meet people who are like-minded. That's just how communities work. Bada bing, bada boom, bada bum. Guess what? Now we all just went to Pokemon Go and started capturing Pokemon. But I'm going to let y'all know I'm pretty lazy, so I'm going to hack my shit. No, I'm lying. I wouldn't do that. Who would do that? Because then I get banned. I would never do that. I'm an innocent soul. Scouts are. Never was scout. Scouts are. I didn't say that. Who said that? Like, it's one of those things, you know? Let's get together and do some things if y'all want to. But that's what our owner is about. Owner, literally, not literally. You know what? I'm not going to tell y'all that. That's rude of me to say that. Not once, but twice in the same podcast. And you're like, why would you say that? I mean, you're literally not bringing any relevance to the conversation at this point in time. All you've been doing is just giving us tidbits of snippets. And I say, yeah, maybe that's why it's only 11 minutes long.